Let's all stand and turn to page 13. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Your courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
I'm just going to start us off in prayer. I'd like for Brother Aaron Davis, if he would, to open us up in prayer. Good place to be tonight. Always glad to be in church. I was thinking this morning, I was sitting back here and it was while Charlie was teaching, and something he said brought all this to my mind, but I thought, I feel blessed. The Lord has always, and this ain't meant me, Don, it's the Lord, has always blessed me with a desire to go to church. Since I was 16 years old, when the Lord saved me, and he's always gave me that desire. Of course, occasionally the devil can defeat you, and we've all probably at one time or another been defeated by him, but if we just trust in the Lord, he won't defeat us. But we got to trust in the Lord. Glad to be with you tonight, and glad to see every one of you. There's really, maybe we're a little light in number, but I've been to churches where they'd be tickled to death to see this many in their church. And I see we have some visitors here tonight. Want to make you welcome, make you feel at home. And you got a testimony, just leave it here and we'll just all worship together. I thought, dear, I've got to mention this. I was telling Pam and Chris here a minute ago. If you're here Wednesday night, there was something took place that just blessed our hearts. Wonder if you wasn't here, or if you was here, you know what I'm talking about. There was a lady stood up back there, maybe three or four seats up from my back. No, she didn't stand up. She's done sitting in her seat doing prayer requests. And talked about a year ago, and she was probably in her, I would say, late 20s or early 30s, I'm guessing. Her age at that. But she said a year ago she was a complete drug addict. And she tried a lot of things, different things. But you know what brought her out of it? She said, I fell to my knees. And she fell to her knees, and she said, it didn't happen overnight, but she said, now I'm a whole different person. Just because I fell on my knees. The Lord took over. That's what the Lord can do. Don't you wish a lot of them would do that? You know, I sometimes I get aggravated with them. been on drugs, but they get tied into that stuff. I thought a year or so ago when I was in a little bit of pain and different things, they put me on some pretty strong pain medicine. And I'll be honest with you, I loved it. But I wasn't on it that long. And they took me off of it, but, you know, for a while I had to do it. But I can see where they sometimes maybe were, not as an excuse, but you keep on that, it'll get to you. But anyway, I don't know how I got on all that. I'm glad to be with you tonight. Service is yours. Brother Al will be preaching here shortly. You got a testimony. I wonder if anybody right now would have a testimony, something maybe they want to say for the Lord before we go into the service any further. Bless you, Brandon. Bless you, Art. Anyone else? Chris, get a song. That's all. Shake hands with one another. We'll gather up front and have a family prayer together.
Page 55.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll
turn to page 89. Keep on fellowshipping. 89.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saves today. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. List to the call, the gospel call today. Get in the glory land way. Wanderers come, I'll hasten to obey, for I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in his love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
Wonder if anybody has a prayer request before we go to prayer. Anybody want to come up front and pray? Come on up, pray wherever you're at. Everybody just lead out in their own prayer.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous a grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my
Mike. Anyone else? I was studying a while ago. I'm going to say this, and I'm picking no certain one out above nobody else, but if you don't give them anybody roses while they're here, they ain't going to do them no good when they're gone. But I thought about, she don't know that she ever meant this much to me or her family, but Miss Goldeisen, I love you. I've known you since when I first got to know you and your family. I was just a little fella raised on a dairy farm up on Allen's Fork. Wasn't very big, and you and your family moved in, and your kids was little. Some of them hadn't even been born yet. But it's a down through life, as long as I got my right mind, you and your family has been a blessing to me. They have. You have. I just wanted to tell you that. I appreciate you.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I appreciate all of you. I just feel kind of good tonight. I really do. Good. You know what? I'm down the last 3 weeks, we've been kind of busy, but we got all the kids and everybody's moved in their own new house. Everybody's moved in, settled in, and
We're just out roaming around now, ain't you? I'm really tickled now. But I enjoyed working with them. I really did. Enjoyed what they did. But everything worked out good. Lord blessed us through all that, and I appreciate it. Anyone else have anything to say? Got a song you want to sing? Anything? Four good ones, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But that's who I want to go first for, because it's just awesome to have, you know, you got a backup. I mean, a lot of football people don't have any quarterbacks. So that's, I mean, this is great. And I just want to say, happy to be here tonight. Lord's already blessed me. I know he's here tonight. And it's just going to be a good night. I can tell all that.
Yeah, sure is. Anyone else? Chris, get another song. Nice to have Brother Al to come on up. And we'll turn the service over to him. Anytime during the service, testimony hits you. Let's do it, but I won't drag it out.
You don't have to stand, but get your hymnal turned to 109. Let's sing Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's a master of the sea, billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Chris, I know you had some requests and everything, but can you sing what was on that next page there, 110?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Sorry, we're working here, man.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a good one.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. How measureless and saints and angels' song. Could we withink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and
Next. But if you didn't obey the Lord, then you'll be the one that suffers.
I had to say that, didn't you?
Yes. Right, right.
And Aaron came in, and his sister. And you think of, if that wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't have had Aaron and his family, and his sons, and Jessica, and Jameson, and Lexi, and JR.
Right, right. That's right. That's right.
Because of his parents, because of, you know, them being drawn, and it just, it's amazing when you stop and think about that. And I'm just thankful for those things, and just thankful to be here. And, you know, just felt like you didn't say that tonight. I didn't mean to, you know, go on. And I asked Chris to sing, so I felt like since I asked him.
That's all right. Amen. Anybody else?
It's,
bless you, Joe.
Brother.
Sure. Sure. Bless you, Joe. Amen. Bless you, Joe. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
He said, that's right. But I think he's a good Christian man. He told me he's done about 20,000 in things. You know, he got a lot of knowledge. But, you know, I kind of thought I maybe fooled him a little bit there because he didn't think my heart was as good as it was. You know, the Lord has done that.
Sure. Amen. Amen. I've had a little saying that I use a lot in preaching. We need to be ready to go, ready to stay, and ready to do His will at all times. I'm sure that Charlie had a lot of memories come back. My brother-in-law had these problems. My brother did with Korea, and they really affected him. But those that got to come back, especially in Vietnam, they've had a lot of problems. We need to lift them up. We probably have been very critical of them, you know. Brother Jimmy gave us a lesson, and Charlie. And, you know, I sit there, and sometimes the devil says, you're talking too much. But they're helping us so much that I'm absorbing it. I want it. You know, your testimony, your prayer, your song, you don't know how much it's needed, but the Holy Spirit does, and He'll give it.
Amen.
Amen. He's been teaching in the crucifixion. And I want to talk to you about a fellow named Tom. The Bible calls him Thomas, Doubting Thomas. You know. He said, "You got to prove it to me. Show me your hands." You would think that a man that walked with the Lord and was part of the inner circle and part of the fellowship would have been so much higher up the ladder, but right. Satan does that to us. In the 20th chapter, but let me read to you what he said. And what he said and what he did doesn't match. In the 16th chapter of John, the 16th verse. Now this is what Thomas said. "Let us go with him that we may die with him." Right. Peter said something similar to that. Yeah. "I'm not going to deny you." What does it tell me? It tells me that we're human. We falter, we fail. We come short, but I'm so glad. I think 83 times Paul the Apostle mentioned the word grace in his epistles. I don't know where we'd be without him. Right. I really don't know where we'd be with him. But I want you to reminisce a little bit before I get started. Have you missed some appointments in your life? Have you forgot your wife's anniversary or birthday? Have you forgot that you were supposed to be at a certain... We're all guilty of missing. And me and Rosalie have to write down our appointments. And then we'll say, "Well, it's not then." She said, "Yes, it is." I said, "No, it's not." Then we look at the calendar, and she was right. You know. So we're all guilty of missing. You know. Many times in life, we have missed many important things. And events. We've missed them. Vicki and Paul are good to remind me. Said, "Dad, Mom's birthday's coming up." So I count her and say, "She don't want me to remind her, because it tells her we're getting old." Or, "Dad, Mom's got an anniversary, you and her, you know. And when you reach over 50 anniversaries, you don't want to be reminded." But then you look at it the right way, and it's what the Lord has blessed us and permitted us to enjoy. Not only do we have grandchildren growing up, but now we're having great-grandchildren. And what a blessing that is. But in the 24th verse, the same fellow that said, "Let's go with him that we may die with him." I want you to listen to what he said in the 24th verse. But Thomas, one of the 12, one of the inner circle, one of those that seen a lot of good things and a lot of blessings came away. He was called Didymus, and he was not with them when they saw Jesus. Well, you say, "Preacher, let me tell you, to me, that was missing a great blessing for him to see the risen Savior." In all these years, he kept on trying to forewarn him. Now, you ask me, where was he? I don't know. I've tried to do a little bit of research on it. But I want to tell you something. I want to talk to you about some things that we miss in life. And we're the ones that suffers. I'm sure Aaron remembers when we were in 2 miles living there and passing there. We had a fellow there by the name of Bensel Reed. Remember Bensel Reed? I think he was related to Charlie Spragg. Anyway, he never missed. And I happened to miss a couple services on Wednesday night. And I was in revival or busy. And I said, Bensel, I'm sorry. He said, we had a good one, and it's your tough luck. You missed out. But you think of the blessings that we miss when we miss the services in our church. Think about them. The fellowship. You don't have that in your outside. It's nothing but confusion. It's nothing but problems. But remember, David put it this way about the services. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Yeah. Well, preacher, it's the same thing. No, it's not. It's never been the same in the service. It's always different. Me and Kip have made a vow with a lady that we know real well and trying to get her to church. Now, and you don't want to miss that service. Because we told her, we said, if you come, me and Kip are going to sing for you. And we've got to live up to that. But whether we sing or whether we don't, the service is very important. Hebrews put it this way, forsaking not. Now, I know a lot of people have different excuses about missing. But if you really think it over, the Lord made it. He made it his point, his duty, his privilege to be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day. It's a privilege to come and to partake in the singing. Yeah. I'll tell you, I said to Chris this morning after he sung and sung so well, I said, Chris, go home and eat some birdseed if we want you to sing some more. Take them. Why? It's a blessing. It's a blessing, you see. And don't forget, when we meet in the service and you miss it, you'll never get the straight of it. He meets with us, whether we see him or whether we don't see him. He said, two or three, I'll be there. If the crowd is small and holidays are here and a lot of people are taking vacation, he'll still meet with us. He said, I'm going to be there. This house right here, at this place, with the hardships, with all the struggles, we have been blessed to have Gold Town Community Church. And I pray and hope that we'll always have the emphasis on the teaching of the infallible Word of God and the sound preaching and the fellowship of God's people, and to be able to have a lot of churches. My son told me today, he called me, he was shocked. When he started attending the church that he attended, it was about 1,600 on Sunday morning. On Wednesday night, 600-700, always very active church in their fellowship. People were saving, people were rejoicing. And he said, Dad, they voted to do away with Sunday night services. And he said, you know that great big fellowship service building that they have? He said, they're closing it down. What's going on? You know what? If we don't do our duty, if we're not active, if we don't stay faithful, after a while the devil says, well, nobody's coming. Let's just close it up. And he'll have a field day laughing at us. But we need the sound teaching. We need to gather together. And when someone, you know, God's been so good to us here. Yeah. And I'll never forget the family that Ron Christ. I don't even know who their name is. I don't know. All I know that they were Amish. And I know they know a little bit about their religion. Their belief is different. I don't know that we would agree with it. I think they gather about once a month. And they're all day service. And I don't know that we want that. Because sometimes we go a little longer here. And people are, But I'll tell you what. When Ron came to us and said that this little gal got hurt and they took her, I think, to Columbus. And he told them that we were going to have an anointing service for him. And they went to see her, him and Pam went to see her, and they're doing well. You know, that's from the Lord. That's good. God answers prayer. And there's power and there's strength in God's people uniting together. He proved that in the day of Pentecost when they came together in one mind and in one accord. And the power of God descended upon them, you see. Oh, you can come in. You can come into church, whether Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, whatever. And you can be down. You can be discouraged. Let me tell you something. Satan is cunning. He's deceiving. And he'll do anything. He'll do anything. He'll use any weapon. He'll do anything to try to get you discouraged. And we'll come in discouraged and we'll try to spread that. Oh, how you doing? No, I'm not. Yeah. But, you know, after a couple of times, maybe somebody prays. Maybe somebody sings. Maybe somebody witnesses. And then, you know, we begin to get encouragement. And we get a little bit warmed up. We've come into our services here. And they've been sort of cold and quiet, you know. And I don't think they have to be all shouting. But you can shout in your heart. And we demonstrate a difference. Some of us cry, some of us wave their hands. Some, there used to be that they waved the handkerchief. Right. But that's almost out of the picture now.
Right.
And I want to tell you, witness to you, bless God, they didn't have it in the handkerchief. They had it in their heart.
Amen.
That's where it was at, you see.
Right.
But you do not want to miss the services. Why? Because God is still doing great and marvelous, marvelous, marvelous things. Do you know what? These men are teaching us. And I think he said on next Sunday, the lesson's going to be on Genesis. So if you make yourself a vow, I don't want to miss those lessons. Whoever's going to teach. Because it's taking us back and it's telling us that we did not come from the frogs. Yeah. In the beginning, God. Can you prove it? The Word of God will prove it to you. If all you do is listen to it, listen to it. Yeah. And then your heart, sometimes they've been teaching on Revelations. So it tells us about our future. The beginning and the end. We have it in the Word of God, and you'll find it in the Lord's house. That's why it's important that we get into the Word, that we miss that not, we miss not the service of the Lord. Then another thing that we don't want to do, and I think it's closer than it's ever been. Closer than it's ever been.
Right.
Now, Peter said, in the last days they would call it scoffers. Where is this coming? But I believe we're almost there.
Right.
And I want to read to you what it says in the Word of God. Listen to it. Listen to it. It says, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Right.
You don't want to miss the shout.
Right.
Yeah. You want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, be ready. I remember when they called us December 19. What was it? Well, Desert Storm. See, I'm getting old and I don't remember. But they said, be ready. Be ready. Be packed up. Be here at 0700. We're going. We're gone. We didn't expect that. We didn't expect that. Well, in such an hour that you think not,
right.
He's coming.
Amen.
He's coming. I'm not looking now. I know that. I know that Theodore and the family are broken hearted. But I want to tell you something. Bless God, if you look at it as the Lord would have us to look at it, it was just goodbye here and good morning over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, the best is yet to come. The troubles are going to fade. And he said, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God shall sound, and the dead shall rise. And we that are alive remain, because, you see, we will ever, ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
So you need to listen not only for the trumpet. The signs are on the air. It's very close. So make sure that you do not. And I know, and we're all different. We're all different. But I would recommend that you get into practicing of shouting a little bit. Of praising the Lord. Because this is going to be the quietest world that we live in.
Amen.
Yeah, it's going
Amen.
To be the quietest world Amen. That we live in. I mean, over there we're going to all be able to sing in that heavenly choir.
Amen.
All of us are going to have the time of our life. Yeah. Rosalie's asked times and times since her dad's passed. She said, I wonder what Dad is doing. And the only way that I can answer her is he's doing what the Lord has permitted him to do in the portals of glory.
Right.
Yeah, I don't envy him. I'm not anxious to leave, but I want to be ready. So get in practice. Begin to praise the Lord. Begin to glorify him. Begin to lift up your hands.
Right.
Begin to lift up his name to the world. I know they think that we're loony, that we're crazy. But listen, I don't want to miss the shout. Do you? No, no. I want to be part of that family. It's comforting. It's comforting. It's comforting. Now, we have a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of family. I got a letter from one of my nieces. My youngest brother's daughter, and her son's graduating from school and going to college. He's going to Christian school. And I thought, boy, I sure wish that my brother Rudy would be here to see him. He'd be so proud of him. He was handicapped from birth. He was born with just a little stub right here. He played football. He ran track. He did everything that he wanted to do. And here he is graduating. But let me tell you something. After a while, I don't want you to miss the reunion in heaven What number, preacher? It'll be a number. It'll be a number that we cannot number. It'll be a fellowship, and it's going to be from all corners of the nation. And we'll be called the redeemed of the Lord. Won't that be wonderful? I don't want you to miss that reunion by the river of life. Yeah. Where we can enjoy and have, dear heart, forever and ever and ever the time of our life. Listen, folks. There'll be singing take place that's never been heard before. And our throats won't get sore. Our bodies will not get tired. We'll have a body likened unto his. So I don't want you to miss that reunion. Joe was smart talking. And Joe has struggled along with others. Aaron has struggled with sickness. And a lot of times people have a tendency to blame the Lord for their sickness or for death. But listen, folks, according to the Word of God, sin brought forth death and sickness. Right. The Lord had nothing but life and good for us.
Right.
But in that reunion, dear heart, in that gathering place, it will be perfect, glorified body, likened unto his.
Amen.
Yeah, I want you to be part of that. Oh, preacher, I don't know if I can. Yes, you can. With those glorified bodies. And then you look over there and you'll see Isaac. Then you look over there and there's Abraham.
Right.
My. Won't that be a wonderful gathering? And in that day, in that reunion, faith will become sight.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
I mean, here we live by faith, you see. Yeah. Now, according to the book, we see darkly. But then, face to face, you see, praise the Lord. I don't want you to miss the reunion, and I don't want you to miss the singing.
Yeah.
What kind of singing will it be, preacher? Well, I'll tell you this. It will be heavenly singing. Yeah. Where we, dear heart, will sing unto the Lamb of God. Yeah. We don't like to say it this way, you see. Oh, you say, preacher, I've had a struggle. I've had it rough all my life. But dear heart, there we'll be singing a song that the angels have never been able to sing.
Amen.
I've been redeemed,
amen.
Redeemed.
Amen.
Won't that be wonderful? Hey, brother. And I think we'll sing and we'll sing and we'll sing. And we'll never, never get tired. Let me close my remarks. You cannot afford to miss that gathering. You cannot afford to miss it. I told this family yesterday, death is on our trail. We're born to die. And we are on that journey. But do you know what? There's a lot of people that see you and I and try to find all of our imperfections. And that's where they base their confidence. And I said, don't look at me. I'm imperfect. But I want you to look to him, the one that died, the one that gave it all for us, the one that went all the way to Calvary.
Amen.
So that we can have this glorious privilege of coming.
Amen.
Don't let that opportunity pass you. When he knocks at your door, I don't care to tell you, I'll call him by name. Roy. Oh, very troubled. And I said, Roy, you need the Lord. You need the Lord. The devil is speaking. And he's got him convinced that he just can't make it. Listen, I went with him to church the other night. And the minister spoke probably 45 to an hour. When I got him in the car, I thought, now he's going to say, preacher, he preached too long. But you know what he said? Man, that guy can preach. So he's open. And the Lord's dealing with him. But you know what? That doubt, that unbelief is still working on him. God's called, God's knocked, and he's only obligated to call one time. Yeah. And his spirit will not always strive with him. I said, Roy, don't you leave here. The price has been paid. The sacrifice has been offered. And he stands with arms wide open. And he's wanting you to come. I said, you know what the devil told me, Roy? Don't worry about you. If you want to die and go to hell, let you go. But I said, no, I'm not giving up. And he just looked at me and grinned. Yeah, not a smirky grin, but, you know, like, thank you. Listen, folks, Jesus is the truth. He's the way, and he's the life. And the only way to get in is through the blood, through the cross, and through Jesus Christ. The invitation has been given over the years and years and years. And people are still spurning the invitation. And one of these days, I'm afraid it's going to be too late. Oh, a fellow that I work with told me, preacher, if I don't get saved, he said, I'll just be in torment with women. That was not his words, but that's what he said. I said, listen, you won't have time for any of that ignorance and foolishness. No. Don't miss the opportunity. When he calls, when he knocks, when he's dealing with you, come to him in Christ's name. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to miss the reunion. We don't have to miss the shout. We don't have to miss our Father, Lord God, the singing. And Father, Lord God, I pray that if there's any here tonight, they'll not miss the opportunity of surrendering to Jesus Christ. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.
Page 242. Let's all stand. 242.
Amen.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. And grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.